Former French President Sarkozy stands trial over alleged campaign funding from Gaddafi. By Breitbart London on January 6, 2025. Paris, AP, France's former President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial Monday over alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign by the government of then-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The Libyan case, the biggest and possibly most shocking of several scandals involving Sarkozy, is scheduled to run until April 10, with a verdict expected at a later date. Sarkozy, 69, faces charges of passive corruption, illegal campaign financing, concealment of embezzlement of public funds and criminal association, punished by up to 10 years in prison. Sarkozy, who served as president from 2007 to 2012, has denied any wrongdoing. The trial involves 11 other defendants, including three former ministers. Franco-Lebanese businessman Shied Takhedine, accused of having played the role of intermediary, has fled in Lebanon and is not expected to appear at the Paris court. Sarkozy is looking forward to the hearings with determination, his lawyer Christophe Ingrain said in a statement. There is no Libyan financing of the campaign, the statement said. We want to believe the court will have the courage to examine the facts objectively, without being guided by the nebulous theory that poisoned the investigation. The case emerged in March 2011, when a Libyan news agency reported that the Gaddafi government had financed Sarkozy's 2007 campaign. In an interview, Gaddafi himself said it's thanks to us that he reached the presidency. We provided him with the funds that allowed him to win, without providing any amount or other details. Sarkozy, who had welcomed Gaddafi to Paris with great honors in 2007, became one of the first Western leaders to push for a military intervention in Libya in March 2011, when Arab Spring pro-democracy protests swept the Arab world. Gaddafi was killed by opposition fighters in October that same year, ending his four-decade rule of the North African country. The next year, French online news site Mediapart published a document said to be a note from the Libyan secret services, mentioning Gaddafi's agreement to provide Sarkozy's campaign 50 million euros in financing. Sarkozy strongly rejected the accusations, calling the document a blatant fake and filing complaints for forgery, concealment and spreading false news. However, French investigative magistrates eventually said in 2016 the document has all the characteristics of an authentic one, although there is no definitive evidence that such a transaction took place. The official cost for Sarkozy's 2007 campaign was 20 million euros. French investigators scrutinized numerous trips to Libya made by people close to Sarkozy, then the interior minister, between 2005 and 2007, including his chief of staff Claude Gant. They also noted dozens of meetings between Gant and Takhedine, a key player in major French military contracts abroad. The investigation gained traction when Takhedine told news site Mediapart in 2016 that he had delivered three suitcases from Libya containing millions in cash to the French Interior Ministry. However, Takhedine reversed his statement 4 years later. Since then, a separate investigation has been launched into alleged witness tampering as magistrates suspect an attempt to pressure Takhedine in order to clear Sarkozy. Sarkozy and his wife, former supermodel Carla Bruni Sarkozy, were given preliminary charges as financial prosecutors said the former president is suspected of benefiting from corruptly influencing Takhedine. The other accused are three former French ministers, including Gant, and a former advisor close to Sarkozy. Like Takhedine, Franco-Algerian businessman Alexander Djuri is accused of having been an intermediary. The case also involves Gaddafi's former chief of staff and treasurer Bashir Saleh, who sought refuge in France during the Libyan civil war then moved to South Africa, where he survived a shooting in 2018, before settling in the United Arab Emirates. Other defendants include two Saudi billionaires, a former Airbus executive and a former banker accused of having played a role in the alleged money transfers. Shukri Ghanem, Gaddafi's former oil minister who was also suspected, was found dead in the Danube River in Vienna in 2012 in unclear circumstances. French investigators were able to find Ghanem's notebook, which is believed to document payments made by Libya. Gaddafi's spy chief and brother-in-law Abdullah al-Sanusi told investigative judges millions have indeed been provided to support Sarkozy's campaign. Accused of war crimes, he is now imprisoned in Libya. Sarkozy has been convicted in two other scandals. Yet the Libyan case appears as the one most likely to significantly affect his legacy. France's highest court, the Court of Cassation, last month upheld the conviction against Sarkozy of corruption and influence peddling while he was the head of state. He was sentenced to 1 year in house arrest with an electronic bracelet. The case was revealed as investigative judges were listening to wiretapped phone conversations during the Libya inquiry. In February last year, an appeals court in Paris found Sarkozy guilty of illegal campaign financing in his failed 2012 re-election bid. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.